is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Once again, many of us are living with drought conditions. Our climate is changing. That's a fact, and we really need to start considering more drought-tolerant plants if we don't want to water constantly. My rain barrel finally got filled up, but it doesn't take long for 55 gallons to be drank up by thirsty container plants and houseplants. Wouldn't it be great to find flowers that are pest-resistant, drought-resistant, and bloom all summer long? Well, yeah, that's a pretty tall order. However, the closest would be Heliopsis, also known as false sunflower. It's a native and cold hardy to zone 3. There are several cultivars to choose from. I just purchased Burning Hearts. It's gorgeous, growing to 4 feet tall with loads of flowers. Pictures on my website, gardenbite.com. Heliopsis do require full sun and can easily be grown from seed. The native variety is best for that. Another drought-tolerant perennial, hardy to zone 3, is Yarrow Coronation Gold. This one also makes a great addition to your dried flower arrangements. There are lots of yarrows, but watch for zone hardiness. Some are only rated tolerant to zone 4. Yarrows flower from June to October. I have a couple of varieties and share them on my website. Agastache, also known as hyssop, is another drought-tolerant beast. This is a native plant that has also been cultivated. Pollinators love it. The native purple cone flower, or Echinacea purpura, is another super perennial for its long bloom, zone 3 hardiness, and relatively easy care. I have many varieties of cone flowers, and there are many more. Read the label to make sure the cultivar fits your needs. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.